WMFO Medford, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Voicemobile here at WMFO at Tufts University. All right, I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, which comes Friday night for 2 days. Actually, it celebrates the birthday of the first people, Adam and Eve, and that's very cool. beginning of the month of Tishrei. And we've been in the month of Elul preparation and saying Slichos. And I'm going to blow shofar again a little bit later on in the program. We're going to start us off with some music from Rebbe Soul, Change the World with a Sound. Let's see if I got... Here we go. Okay, I didn't reset the board. I forget that these kids always have it on microphones. Wait a second. Okay.
בית תפילתי לשם תודה נזבח I'm
Thank you. On a shore, a moloch, they are good for an 대하고 법어나 고소 고소 아아아 암머러 랄랄라 랄랄라 랄랄라
We had Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, and that was from Haneshama Lach, from Live in England. And before that, we heard from a CD called Chant Mystique, and it's with Alberto Mizrahi, is that wonderful cantorial voice, and the Chorale Mystique, and Matthew Lazar is conducting, and we heard Ashamnu. Ashamnu, there's a repeating refrain during the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services, and it's in the plural, and it's asking for forgiveness as a community for things, sins that we may have committed. And that was followed by the Shema Yisrael. And before that, the Nowinski String Quartet, from Prokofiev's Overture on Jewish Themes, from a CD called L'Chaim. It's a compilation. We opened up with Rebbe Soul, and the song was Rock of Ages, and it's from a CD called Change the World with a Sound. So here's something to think about. Under new federal laws, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT, quit now, or visit www.smokefree.gov. All right, message from folks here at WMFO. Before we go to the next selection, I want to share something with you from this wonderful workbook put out by Shimon Jacobson, 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays. And today is Elul 27, and it's day three of creation countdown. 3 days left till Rosh Hashanah. Today is a day of accounting for the month of Tammuz, the month when Moshe began his fateful climb to confront God. Whew, what a chutzpah, right? And the month in which we remember some very sad occasions. It also happens to be the Yahrzeit, the anniversary of the passing of Rabbi Sholom Rokeach, that is my family, on my father's side, from 1855. Founder of the Belz Hasidic dynasty. And so, compassion as love. Compassion means transcending your own comfort zone out of love for another. Compassion is love in the pure sense of the word. The book of Genesis, in chapter 18, verses 1 to 2, relates that shortly after his circumcision, God appeared to Abraham while he sat recuperating in the groves of Mamre. While he was communing with God, Abraham noticed off in the distance three nomads approaching across the desert. Without so much as an excuse me to God, he immediately stood up and ran to greet them and to prepare a meal for them. From this strange incident, the Talmud derives the equally strange lesson that welcoming guests is more powerful than welcoming God. Wow, what a concept. The Talmud does not ponder if this was the right thing to do, because clearly Abraham knew without hesitation that this was the right thing to do. But how did Abraham know this? How did he know his actions would not offend God? Abraham knew because Abraham was a holy man. Selfishly, he would have liked to have spent more time with God. He could have asked him a lot of questions, but a holy person doesn't do just what's good for him. He does what's good for reality. He's capable of transcending his personal comfort zone for the greater good, for the love of others. The truth is that when Abraham turned to greet his guests, he didn't turn away from God. He turned away from one level of God to experience a higher level of God. This higher level is defined by selflessness, by doing for others. To love God and to love other people is the same thing. Your love of God has to bring more love to others, and fundamentally, it goes even deeper than that. When you love God, you will love other people more, and that's the whole point of it. Ask yourself, do you feel that loving God and loving people is the same thing? Have you been able to apply this in your life? With what result? Exercise for the day. Demonstrate your love for your neighbor and your love for God in one specific act. Recreate day three of creation by planting a seed, quote unquote, today, that will make things grow. Do a good deed that will have perpetual effects. This is just an absolutely wonderful workbook. So there's more here, but I think I'll leave it at that, and I always like to blow shofar, so I think I will do that. I never know exactly how this is going to come out, but hopefully it comes out well. I better back away a little bit from the, let's see. It's not happy today. Uh, I think I have to soak it in some more water. Well, that was a little bit better. Sometimes it comes out better than others. What can I tell you? Anyway, we're going to go on to some music and stories about Rosh Hashanah.
On Rosh Hashanah it is written, and on Yom Kippur it is sealed. Who shall live and who shall die? Who shall perish by fire, and who by water, who by sword, and who by beast, who by hunger, who by thirst, who by earthquake, and who by plague? On Rosh Hashanah it is written, and on Yom Kippur it is sealed. Who shall live, and who shall die? No.
mi shaket, o mi taref, mi shalef, o mi shasar, mi yoni, o mi yasher, mi shafer, o mi.
In the traditional synagogue service, worshipers sway in devotion and bow and bend at certain prescribed times. Lowering the body to the ground is not done. On Yom Kippur, it is different. Four times during the afternoon Musaf service, the cantor, and in some congregations, all the worshipers prostrate themselves fully in a gesture of submission to God. We bend the knee and bow down low before the King of Kings, the Holy One, praised be He.
Wow. So that's from a CD called The Birthday of the World, Music and Traditions of the High Holy Days. And it's sung by the Western Wind and narrated by Leonard Nimoy. Yes, that Leonard Nimoy. Matthew Lazar is the guest conductor. The narration was written by Rabbi Gerald C. Skolnick, cantors Alberto Mizrahi and Faith Steinscheider Gurney, Charles Osborne, who's from this area, actually, and Jacob Mendelssohn. And we were listening to a bit of narration, Barosh Hashanah, and another narration, and Aleinu. Wonderful, wonderful CD. The Birthday of the World, Music and Traditions of the High Holy Days. And there are several versions. So I had it on CD. This is part two, but there's also part one, which I don't know where that is. So here's something from this wonderful site, Israel 21st Century, that I wanted to share with you. An article by Yulia Kara, dated September 10th, updated September 11th. Israeli aid groups assist Morocco in the quake aftermath. Teams from Smart Aid and Israel Aid aim to work alongside local and international search and rescue missions after earthquake kills more than 2,000. Unbelievable. Israeli humanitarian aid groups Smart Aid and Israel Aid, United Hatzlacha and Natan Worldwide Disaster Relief have dispatched teams to Morocco to help the locals in the aftermath of a deadly earthquake that rocked the African country over the weekend. The earthquake is the strongest to hit Morocco in over 120 years. Another two teams are on the way in a joint effort of the Israeli Defense Forces, Israel Ministry of Health, and Magen David Adom, a nationwide emergency response network. The plan is to open a field hospital and assist in search and rescue. The magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck shortly after 11 Friday night in central Marrakesh and the surrounding communities. The quake forced locals to rush outside from their homes as many buildings crumbled around them. The death toll so far stands at more than 2,000 people, but it is expected to rise. Another 2,000 have been injured, some critically. A spokesperson for Smart Aid said its 20-member search and rescue team was heading to Marrakesh and would also distribute clean water, solar power energy units, and telecommunication systems within the next couple of days as a separate cargo, all very much needed. The lighting solutions not only help the locals who lost their homes, but also ensure that first responders have the necessary power to deliver medical aid, establish shelters, and continue search and rescue operations after sunset. Marrakesh's hospitals are overwhelmed, grappling with a massive influx of injured individuals. We stand in solidarity with Morocco, and our team is prepared to provide critical aid, rescue operations, and support during this challenging time, said Sahar Sahavi, founding director of Smart Aid. Dov Mazel, Vice President of Operations for United Hatzlacha, said the voluntary first responder organization sent an initial team to meet with local government agencies and community leaders to assess needs and determine how the Israelis can help. Some UH volunteers were already in Morocco on vacation and are assisting with these efforts. United Hatzlacha members will act as a force multiplier, working together with local agencies and rescue efforts that are already ongoing. They are also making preparations for a larger team to arrive should that be deemed necessary. Our focus is on providing emergency medical care and assisting in rescue efforts wherever we are needed the most, said Mazel. Israel Aid said its emergency response team will travel to the areas affected the most by the earthquake to partner with local humanitarian groups. It will also try to organize relief efforts for the local Jewish community, with whom Israel Aid is in close contact. Israel Aid teams responded to deadly quakes in Turkey in February 2023, Haiti in 2021, in 2010, Indonesia in 2018, Nepal in 2015, Japan in 2011, and more. Israel Aid CEO Yotam Pulitzer said, "Our hearts go out to the communities in Morocco who have lost their homes and loved ones in this earthquake. We will work to provide immediate essential aid in the wake of this disaster. Our team will be on the ground in the affected area, assessing the situation to see how we can best stand by these communities and promote resilience on the long road to recovery." So I made a donation through the Chabad in Marrakesh, because I know the Chabad will get the money to where it needs to be. Go to Israel 21st Century 21C if you want more information about the good work that's happening there. And let's see if they list anything as far as where to send. Anyway, I that's what I do. So, it's a terrible disaster. I was in Marrakesh when I was in, I went on a trip with the Karlbach community in 2000. And no, actually, it was earlier than that. It was when I was there in 2000, but that's not when I was in Marrakesh. No, it was in 1974, because I lived in London from 70 to 73. Ah, so it was during that time, 1972, when I traveled to Israel and was in Marrakesh. Boy, I'm forgetting my histoire. All right, so let's carry on here with some music from Shlomit and Rebbe Soul. And here we go.
Stop it. Adoneinu Madi Shimcha Madi Shimcha Becha
just want to remind people, if you aren't aware, that there are farmers markets a couple more weeks, I think. And I know that there's one in Arlington today. There's also one in Medford. And there may be one in Davis Square on Wednesdays. It's wonderful. Great fresh produce from all the farmers around the area. There's even knife sharpening at some of them. I think there's knife sharpening up at the Arlington one today. I thought it was last week and I brought my knives. No. They do it every other week, apparently. So there's also farm stands and let's see. So you can earn more SNAP dollars with the healthy incentive programs. Spend your SNAP dollars on farm fresh fruits and vegetables at participating healthy incentive programs, HIP retailers, and have the amount of your purchase instantly added back to your email.